Cedric Subaros. Hey, good job, man. Marv just told me you've been doing some beach races, so perfect training for this.
Yeah, actually, 1 week ago I was doing beach races, and it was my first one, kind of. It was the French Championship, so yeah, I just had like a couple of days, 3 days maybe, of practicing Supercross, because this year we didn't have like a good season, but you know, at the beginning of the year I was in US, so I had some good practice there and some good races as well, so yeah, I learned a lot as well at Club MX, you know, so yeah, here it paid off, I think.
Brayden was all over you there, the last one.
Oh, shit. You know, Brayden always been, like, fighting with me in the past years, in Genova, in Bercy, in, from the beginning.
Like 10 years now.
Yeah, but always in front of me, you know. Just fighting a couple of corners, and then right now today, there was no whoops, and whoops is, like, Brayden is whoops, you know. He's fast in them. But, yeah, today I just had to keep focus, keep my rhythm. I had a good pace, and then it was not really able to attack me in for the whole race. So till the last lap, made a mistake, but then yeah, it was good. It was good to finish second.
Yeah, it's probably your best Bercy / Paris Lille maybe ever, right?
Yeah, the best ever for sure, and maybe the best race I ever did.
Oh really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know. Well, yeah, being in Bercy always been a dream, and we dreamed about it with Marvin. You know, when we were 14 and 15, we are going to holidays together, and we were thinking watching Bercy Supercross
on DV.
Yeah, watching DV, GMB, JMB, and so we're like, oh, can you imagine that one day maybe we'll be on the podium? And then we remember that just when we were doing the track, we said, hey, we talked about it when we were 14, and but right now it's just a dream.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, you rode really well. Good job all day long. So that was awesome. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much. Cool.